This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Karuk tribe has a centuries-long tradition of burning their land to keep it healthy. The practices are key inspiration for regular prescribed fire training on their ancestral territory. In the second part of our series on Indigenous-led fire, the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports on the Karuk's work to chart a path back to a more sustainable relationship with fire amid the wildfire crisis.
In late September, firefighters are strung out along a fire line. It runs mid-slope through a pine and hardwood forest above the Klamath River and small town of Orleans. Several members of the Karuk tribe are laying down strands of fire with drip torches. Asia Conrad, who runs the Tribal Natural Resource Department's Environmental Education Field Institute, is the firing boss trainee. She's keeping a close eye as the strips burn together. Smoke fills the air.
Can you just keep an eye on that and maybe not put too much fire below it?
Her grandparents, who helped raise her, were in fire themselves.
So I grew up kind of a little bit of a fire camp brat, living off their snacks. So it's a little bit in my blood in more ways than one.
For millennia, the Karuk have set fire to their territory to actively manage forests and plant and animal species critical for sustenance, ceremonies, and other cultural purposes. Restoring balance with the natural world and keeping traditions like burning alive are key goals of the Institute Conrad runs.
You know, it's a real big part of our cultural identity and who we are, and so it feels damn good to be out here doing that. It's about how to steward this place. It's about actively, physically tending to this place and rebuilding these, you know, sacred relationships.
The burn was the first of several during this year's Klamath Prescribed Fire Training Exchange, or KTREX. As with many prescribed burns, one of its key purposes was to protect nearby communities from wildfire. But listed right along with that in the burn plan is supporting cultural objectives, like promoting plant species used for basketry. Down at the bottom of the burn, pumps are moving water uphill to keep flames in check. Posted up nearby is Karuna Greenberg, one of several co-leads of the Western Klamath Restoration Partnership, which puts on the training. The Karuk tribe itself, the nearby National Forest, and several local groups are all part of the effort.
We are really trying to build a local workforce, building that capacity to even be able to take on wildfire events, to be able to have that capacity here to really scale up our prescribed fire.
It's also Indigenous-led, she says, and emphasizes cultural uses of fire. Greenberg, who is not a tribal member, grew up in the area and has had a complex journey with fire. In the late 80s, a major blaze took out her whole neighborhood.
We were visiting my grandparents on the East Coast and got a phone call that said, you know, your house is going to burn. What do you want out of it?
But in the wake of the devastation, wildflowers surged back. And then, more slowly, black oak woodlands, berry species, and other plants returned, bringing more wildlife with them. That helped her start seeing fire as a life-giving force.
And that switch in your mindset is really transformative.
Hey, Murphy.
Greg Moon, a 36-year fire veteran and member of the nearby Hoopa Valley tribe, is the Karuk's fire management officer. In KTREX's early years, he says they had to bring in people with formal fire qualifications to put on burns.
Well, now, this many years later, our folks are certified, our folks are qualified, and they have the experience to pull off these burns as leadership. Now we are at the level where we can start putting these burns on ourselves as a community.
But capacity is only a part of the equation. The burn, one of their larger ones to date, is on steep land near homes.
That tells you that we've gained the trust of the community to burn around their property.
Moon says the Karuk are leading the way in Indian country when it comes to community-based burning.
It may look different on the Tahoe, it may look different in Idaho, it may look different in Texas or Missouri.
But he sees the idea of local collaboration spreading. For many, burns like this are not the end goal, just a waypoint and route to something more ambitious. Karuk Tribal Natural Resources Director Bill Tripp was part of a team that tried to calculate the scale of pre-colonization burning among his ancestors. They estimated some 7,000 annual ignitions that burned 15% of a large swath of the Karuk's territory.
It's a whole societal system that used to be in place here that we're trying to get back to some semblance of.
In centuries past, Karuk people, using their deep knowledge of the landscape, could conduct burns solo. That's a sharp contrast to the dozens of people involved in the roughly 100-acre KTREX burn.
Ultimately, we need to be able to get much more than that done.
That will require legislative and policy changes, as well as more social acceptance. But efforts like KTREX, Tripp says, are stepping stones. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Next week, you'll hear more from Bill Tripp about other stepping stones on that path. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.